This is Fresh Air. I'm Artie Moscowane, in for Terry Gross. Although he's long been the star of the Hong Kong New Wave, filmmaker Wong Kar-wai has remained largely unknown in the United States outside of film festivals. His fourth film, Chungking Express, turned into a runaway hit on the festival circuit 2 years ago. The movie kicked around without a distributor until Quentin Tarantino picked it up for release under the banner of Rolling Thunder, his own distribution arm of Miramax Films. Film critic Ella Taylor has a review.
Wong Kar-wai can shoot high-octane gunplay sequences with the best of his countrymen. But where John Woo and Stanley Tong stick within the boundaries of the action caper, Wong's films are gleeful genre benders, pilfering from several and lingering with none. Chungking Express is a wildly romantic comedy about lost loves, chance meetings, and mixed signals. That's if you consider model airplanes, pink rubber gloves, and canned pineapple romantic. And you will once you've seen this movie, a giddy pairing of two tenuously interwoven tales about lovelorn policemen. In each story, the jilted cops, played by Hong Kong heartthrobs Takeshi Kaneshiro and Tony Leung, manage their grief by obsessing over household objects that stand in for the lives they led with the girlfriends who abandoned them. Meanwhile, each becomes enmeshed in ambiguous encounters with enigmatic new women who in turn give them the runaround. It's easy to see why Quentin Tarantino fell in love with Chungking Express. Shot for fun in a scant 3 months after the completion of Wong's swordsman epic, Ashes of Time, the movie is paced in part like a trashy B-movie, filmed with a frantic handheld camera and studded with fragments of American pop culture. The action revolves around the warren of multiracial flop houses, restaurants, and bazaars that make up Chungking Mansions, a block-sized tenement building in the heart of Hong Kong's tourist district, where the director's father once ran a club. At the center sits the Midnight Express, a fast food joint where the menu runs to chef's salads and French fries, while the music leans to 70s kitsch. Here the cops, known only by their numbers, hang out and mope when they're not at home chatting to any furniture that will listen. At the Midnight Express, cop number 663 meets counter-assistant Faye, played by Hong Kong rock star Faye Wang, a monosyllabic elf who's mad about the mamas and the papas. Faye worms her way into number 663's apartment while he's away. She cleans and moves things around in a loving but ham-fisted attempt to distract the pining cop from the flight attendant who left him. Their cat-and-mouse game ends when he suddenly comes back, but when he finally stops talking to consumer durables and starts massaging her legs, she takes off for California. It's all completely goofy and completely touching, not least because the moody, lovelorn sections in the movie belong to the men, and policemen to boot. It's women who quicken the pace, women who love and leave. Like Taiwanese director Ang Lee, who made The Wedding Banquet and Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Wong Kar-wai is a wry, tender balladeer of the absurdities of modern love. Except that Ang Lee ends up anchoring his characters in the testy but enduring bonds of family. Wong Kar-wai's characters float uneasily in an urban world without anchors or boundaries. The only spiritual markers in their lives spring from a jumbled transnational pop culture heavily laden with Americana, which is why, unable to tolerate the uncertainties of life without discernible community, religion, or family, they build layers of spurious significance out of soap bars, dish towels, and stuffed animals. If you've ever had a heart-to-heart with a departed lover's toothbrush, you'll know just how they feel.
Ella Taylor is a film critic for LA Weekly.